Jones at Christmas.
This is BFBS Christmas.
It's Alex Jones here at Christmas on BFBS. It's an absolute pleasure.
Are you hanging up the stocking on your wall? It's the time that every Santa has a ball. Does he ride a red-nosed reindeer? Does it turn upon his sleigh? Do the fairies keep in summer for a day? So
well, you can't go wrong with a bit of Slade at Christmas time, can you? Hi, Alex Jones here, and this is Christmas on BFBS. When I think of Christmas, it's a time of the family coming together. That's the main thing for me. Forget the presents, forget the food even. Really, it's about the family getting together, people we don't see the rest of the year sometimes. But for us, it'll be us with the three children and mum and dad and my sister and her children, and then the neighbours and then friends from Wales. I mean, it's a packed house, to be honest. I think we've got about 24 for Christmas lunch, so that will be busy. But I just like it chaotic at Christmas. I mean, when we were little and we'd have the odd quiet Christmas, just the four of us, I used to find that very miserable. I like big Christmas gatherings. If you're in, go for it, I say. And for me, it's all about inviting as many people to the house as possible, squishing everybody around the table. Doesn't matter if some are sitting on the kitchen bar stools or whatever. It doesn't have to look perfect. It's just about the atmosphere.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. in a one horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, while they're making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing, sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Jones at Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
The FBS Christmas.
As a mum, I now really appreciate the lengths mum and dad went to make Christmas so magic for my sister and I. When I think back to my childhood, Christmas is always the thing that pops into my mind. Those Christmas Eves in particular, where we would sort of get home from doing some last minute shopping on Christmas Eve, pop on a Christmas film, mum and dad would light the fire, then they'd be in the kitchen busy prepping the veg, and they'd stick the turkey on. I mean, I don't know how long they were cooking the turkey for back then, because it seemed to be on overnight as far as I can remember. But there was a beautiful smell in the house. They'd invite the neighbours over and mum's sister, my aunt and uncle and the cousins. So it would be a full house and the adults would be drinking and we'd be sneaking some wine in the kitchen when we were old enough. But there was just an always a lovely feel. And going back to early childhood, I was a bit scared of Santa Claus when I was about 3 or 4 years old. I remember clearly we had a little Santa Claus that you pulled on a string and his legs and arms would move up and down, and I was terrified of him. So mum and dad worked really hard to make sure that I knew he was this kind man that would bring loads of presents, and I think they went over the top because they ended up pulling out the gas fire one year, which was a lot of faff. Then they would sprinkle sort of flour and dad would get the wellies out and do all the footprints and things, and he'd be outside our bedroom door, you know, shaking some sleigh bells. They really went for it and made Christmas super special. And now, as a parent myself, I do the same for my kids, and I realise just how brilliant they were and how magic they wanted it to be for us. And I hopefully am carrying on that tradition with our children.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Time. The FBS Christmas.
Hello, I'm Army Scripturer Gavin Dixon in Colchester Garrison, and I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, a season of giving, a season of family, a season of joy, and of course, a season to remember the Lord Jesus who came to this world.
Alex Jones at Christmas.
The FBS Christmas.
Hi, it's Alex Jones here, and this is Christmas on BFBS. These days, I'm a little bit funny when it comes to celebrating a new year. We got married on New Year's Eve, so it's always now our wedding anniversary, and I did that on purpose because my husband is super forgetful, and I thought, well, at least he'll always remember it. But the other reason we got married on New Year's Eve was because Mum lost her mum on New Year's Eve when she was just 15, and so it had always had a very depressing sort of feel for Mum, and I wanted to change that for her. So I wanted to create this other event that would be something that she associated with New Year's Eve. And I always used to look forward to a new year when I was younger. But now I feel so grateful with what's happened every year, really, whether it's having another child or just having another sort of lovely year at work, that I sort of dread a new year because I think, well, will it be as good as the one that's just been? I'm a bit weird with it now, see, now that I'm older. I mean, I remember New Year's Eve when I'd be out on Ammanford Square, which is a little town in West Wales where we lived, and it would be freezing, and of course I didn't have a coat on because taking a coat out wasn't cool, and we'd be snogging all the boys, and we used to think it was the best night of the year. I mean, New Year's Eve, amazing. But now it does have a different meaning, and of course, you know, the children would never be able to stay up until midnight, so we sort of put them to bed, have two glasses of wine, and then usually we'd asleep maybe 4 minutes past midnight, so it's a very different New Year's Eve these days.
Hey, it's a holiday, I got foes on foes and they out of control, yo. Hey, this another way. All my hit does on go, and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes, and I don't know why. Guess I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today, yo. Hey. Can I pop this? You tried to put me in the bubble, but I popped it. Switch the genre on you, do a rocket. I got the biggest song, check the charts, sis. I don't need them, they wanna know if I be last done. Even if I started flopping, that be fashion. Popping up in movies, ain't no Nazi, this ass done. Hee hee, I'm bad as Michael Jackson. Hey, it's a holiday. I got foes on foes and they out of control, yo. Ayy, this another way. All my hit does on go, and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes, and I don't know why. Guess I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today, yo. Man, I snuck into the game, came in on a horse. I pulled a gimmick, I admitted I got no remorse. Nobody tried to let me in, nobody opened doors. I kicked them down, they didn't have a choice. Dun, 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 they tried to next me. Ayy, but I'm blessy. Ayy, no flex, but my checks giving vetties. Ayy, and I'm sexy, they wanna sweat me. Pop star, but the rappers still respect me. They wanna know if I be last done. Even if I started flopping, that be fashion. Popping up in movies, ain't no Nazi, this ass done. Hee hee, I'm bad as Michael Jackson. Hey, it's a holiday. I got foes on foes and they out of control, yo. Hey, it's another way. All my hit does on go, and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes, and I don't know why. Guess I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today, yo.
Alex Jones at Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
BFBS Christmas.
Well, Christmas tends to be quite a reflective time of the year, doesn't it? It's the time where you finally get to sit down and just think and look back at the year that's been, be grateful for what you've had, and think about maybe how you'd like to approach a new year that's around the corner. And I know that people often see me as the sunny girl on the telly, and I am, you know, most of the time. I feel lucky that my disposition is quite happy. But of course, we all have our down days. We all have days where everything seems a little bit dark. But my biggest tip, I think, is if you're feeling like that, the best thing you can do is put a coat on and go outside and get some air. Go for a big, big walk and just have a little bit of time on your own. A little bit of time where you can just sit with yourself, really understand what's bothering you, and just feel grateful for the little things that you've got in your life, or the, you know, and the big things, of course, your family, whatever, or your health. But just to be present in the moment, I think that's really key. We all spend so much time on our phones, so much time comparing our lives with others, and it leads nowhere good, does it? We all know that. So the best thing, put the phone down, put your coat on, get outside in nature, and you'll come back feeling 100% better.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so time away, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas.
thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Just the same.
My name's Corporal Rogers from the Royal Gibraltar Regiment, and this Christmas I have my family coming over from the UK, so I'll be hosting them for Christmas Day.
Hi, I'm Rob from RF Gibraltar, and I'll be spending Christmas with Sophie and Merlin, and I'd like to wish John and Farah and Aidan a very happy Christmas as well.
Hi, I'm Amy Alexander from the Community Support Team here in Gibraltar. For Christmas, I'll be celebrating with my grandparents and my mum in Benalmádena, and I can't wait for some well-deserved family time.
Hello, I'm James from Gibraltar, and I'll be going home to Christmas to Essex to spend it with my family and my brother.
Playing the Forces Christmas soundtrack. Christmas on BFBS, the Forces Station.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Children sing their song. We're here tonight.
Alex Jones here on BFBS. Merry Christmas. And at the end of the year, of course, we always look back and think about the things that we've done during the year that's been. And one of my highlights is always the Invictus Games. I co-present it with JJ Chalmers, who many of you will know. The last one we did was in The Hague, and we had a fantastic week, as we always do. It's actually one of my favourite jobs. It's one of the highlights, because to spend a week with all of you competitors and families is really super special. Some of you listening might have been there at The Hague even, I don't know. We meet people from all walks of life on the one show. But what's so special about the Invictus Games, and some of you who know me will know that I'm really not into the sport. I mean, it's a great reason for getting everybody together, but the sport is secondary in some ways to the fantastic stories that you tell. And getting to know the competitors and their families during that week feels like a big privilege. Lots of you use the Invictus Games as a way to find some light at the end of a very dark tunnel. And the way that you channel everything into competing at those games, what you've overcome just to get there and then to compete, and some of you to go on to medal, is so inspiring, and I feel really lucky to be a very, very tiny part of it, so thank you. Alex Jones at Christmas on BFBS. I absolutely adore the run-up to Christmas. It's my favourite time of year. For me, Christmas starts kind of mid-October. Now, I know there'll be people out there going, what? That's too much. But literally, in the run-up to sort of Halloween, I start thinking about Christmas. Then we kind of do Halloween and get that out of the way. Then we'll do bonfire and I get that out of the way. And then it's full Christmas. I book everything that can be booked. Santa visits, lights at Kew Gardens, whatever it is, I'll book it. So my children and husband, the children very excited, they go, "Mama, what are we going to do this year?" And of course, at the same time, I realise we are lucky because, you know, a lot of people struggle to do the things they want to do at this time of year. But lots of it is free. Lots of it is going round to friends' houses, sharing little gifts, seeing each other for the first time in the year, maybe after a busy year. But my husband looks at me and thinks, "Oh no, here we go. All right, Al, let's sit down with a December calendar and have a look what you've booked in." And then he just shakes his head. I mean, he's given in to the fact now. He knows he's married to somebody who is obsessed with Christmas and he sort of just goes with it. But he's like, "Okay, so we've got the carol service there. Then we're going to see some lights being switched on. Then we've got, we've got another Santa visit there. Oh, and then we're going to make some gingerbread with some elves over here." I mean, literally every day Christmas in December.
Snow was falling all around us. My baby's coming home for Christmas. I've been up all night inside my bedroom. He said that he'll be with me real soon. So I wait and I wait. But I've had as much as I can take. 'Cause I got five more nights of sleeping on my own.
Alex Jones here at Christmas on BFBS. Now, you will laugh, but my favourite Christmas present of all time was a cat. So, I remember very clearly, I was 9 years old and I had been banging on for months and months, maybe even years, that I wanted a pet. And Mum simply would not cave. She wasn't an animal person. She'd never had a cat or a dog and is a clean freak. I mean, that's really the problem. An absolute clean freak. So she said, there's no way we're having an animal. Anyway, on this Christmas morning, I came downstairs and of course there were presents there, but in my stocking was some cat treats and a little cat toy with catnip in it. And I looked at Mum and Dad and they had these huge smiles on their faces, but they didn't say anything. Instead, they just said, Alex, why don't you pop into the kitchen and put the kettle on? So I opened the door to the kitchen and there, stretching out of the basket, was this tiny, tiny little 8-week-old kitten, which is the cutest thing I've ever seen. I called her Holly because it was Christmas and I absolutely loved her. We bought her a lead and everything, which I know is controversial. And she didn't really like it, to be fair. And we couldn't really take her for a walk. But we bought her a lead. I mean, she had all the gadgets. And I just absolutely loved her. It will always stick in my mind as probably my favourite Christmas morning. Sadly, I mean, there's always a sadly, isn't there? Holly died on her first birthday. I know, very sad. But she was replaced with a little cat called Medi, which is September in Welsh. And Medi lived until she was 24. I think it's a record. I can't be sure. I can't confirm that. But it's very old for a cat.
Dear Santa, make my wish come true. There's only one thing on my list. Should be jolly in here, brand sleigh bells ring. So I dream and I hope, wishing back Christmas Eve. We'll be happy and you're here with me. All the snow outside is falling. I'm here waiting for you, darling. It's all I want this year. Dear Santa, make my wish come true. There's only one thing on my list. I want my baby home for Christmas.
The Forces Christmas soundtrack.
Happy Christmas.
BFBS Christmas.
Hi, Heather Stanning here. I just want to wish all of you in the military family a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Wherever you are in the world, whether you're celebrating with family, friends or work colleagues, I hope you have a wonderful time and have a moment to reflect on the year you've had and look forward to next year.
Alex Jones at Christmas. Bells jingling,
ring ding, jingling. This is BFBS Christmas.
Jones here at Christmas on BFBS. I'm so lucky with my job on The One Show, and I've met so many people by now that whenever I meet an actor or a broadcaster or a singer, I always say it's nice to see you again. And this is a great tip, because if I say it's nice to meet you, there's a big chance they'll say, well, what do you mean? I was on your show a year ago or whatever. And then it's really embarrassing. So I just say, well, it's nice to see you again. And then that can go either way. It covers all bases. I mean, that's just generally a good tip for life. But we've had some incredible names on, from Hollywood A-listers like, I don't know, Tom Hanks and, well, Tom Cruise. I mean, all the Toms. To Elton John, Taylor Swift, Dolly Parton. And do you know what? They're all lovely. They're all lovely. Well, I say that. They're not all lovely. I mean, there's the odd one occasionally that you'll think, well, we could have done without that. And I won't mention any names. There's a few Hollywood stars. Jared Leto. Not particularly nice. But the rest of them, I have to say, are lovely. Tom Hanks came on the show a long, long time ago. Well, he was on recently, but the first time he came on, he happened to be on with a little girl who was autistic, and she loved writing stories. And she'd sit in a room typing on an old-fashioned typewriter, but it didn't work very well. But she liked the feeling of hitting the keys and, you know, I don't know, there was just something about this old typewriter that she loved. And Tom Hanks, unbeknown to us, has got a room full of old antique typewriters. So four walls covered, floor to ceiling, in these old antique typewriters. And without any prompting or anything, at the end of the show, he just asked for the girl's address, and a week later, he'd sent her one of his typewriters. That is just a real mark of a kind, lovely person. And that, you see, is why we love Tom Hanks.
Rusty the snowman was a happy, jolly soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Rusty the snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Rusty the snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Alex Jones at Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
BFBS Christmas.
I'm so lucky with my job on The One Show because, of course, I've met so many incredible people. Elton John, also very nice. My mother managed to lock his his songwriting partner, not Bernie Taupin. He did an album. I can't remember what it was called, but it was an album with somebody from the Deep South. And it was this sort of older gentleman. And it was a one-off, but they did all these duets. It was about 10 years ago. And Mum and Dad love Elton John. So everywhere we went when we were little, Elton John would be blaring in the car. I mean, we had a dance routine to Tiny Dancer, me and my sister, because basically, either you love Elton John or you're out of the car. It was just that simple. And so I said, Mum and Dad, why don't you come up and meet him? You know, come and say hi. And Mum said, oh, no, I've got nothing to wear to meet Elton. I thought, oh, don't be so ridiculous, come on. So Mum and Dad came to London and they came along to the show. And long story short, Mum managed to lock this older gentleman, Elton John's writing partner, in a cupboard. So basically, he was in the green room and he was in a wheelchair and he'd... Mum had opened this cupboard door, and without realising, because he had her back to her, she sort of just scooted this chair and it had rolled into this cupboard and she just leant back and the door had closed. So it came to air. We were looking for Elton John's writing partner, couldn't find him anywhere. Turns out he was in the cupboard the whole time, thanks to my mother. So hop aboard the turntable. It's Alex Jones here. Just before I go, I'd love to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy 2024. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having me. And a big kiss to all.
BFBS, original music specials.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.